This is program number LW2543. Have you ever known a fellow who is all talk and no do? I got a story for you. Hi, this is Larry West. It was during the first few weeks of the Civil War that a handsome young general by the name of McClellan marched into West Virginia with 20 cannons and a portable printing press. Ever known a fellow who is all talk and no do? Well, McClellan had his printing press to do his talking for him. McClellan whipped a few Confederates in battles, and it really didn't amount to much, but that's all he needed. His printing press started rolling. He printed up scores of news pamphlets telling dramatically of his war victories, and it seems he sent them all over the country. People began to call him the young Napoleon. Even President Lincoln was caught up in it. And after the defeat at Bull Run, Lincoln brought McClellan to Washington and made him commander of the Army of the Potomac. The man was a natural-born leader, he really was. His troops loved him. I mean, when he would gallop toward them on his white charger, the soldiers would applaud him. And he was a hard and conscientious worker, too. After the army had been crushed at Bull Run, he drilled it and worked it and renewed its self-confidence. He built up the soldiers' morale. There was no one who could excel in that sort of thing more than he. And it was only after a few months that he took charge that McClellan had one of the largest and best-trained armies that the Western world had ever seen. I mean, his troops were not only trained to fight, but they were eager to fight. Everyone was crying for action. But there was the problem. I say everyone was crying for action. Everyone was, except McClellan. General McClellan held parades. He boasted about what he was going to do, but that's all he did. He just talked. He delayed. He procrastinated. He gave all kinds of excuses, but fight? Never. President Lincoln kept after him, urging him by letter, by telegram, by special messenger. But he gave all kinds of excuses. He wouldn't fight. I mean, McClellan even one time told Lincoln he just couldn't move his army into battle because, and you may not believe this, he said his horses were tired and they had sore tongues. It was because of that frustration that Abraham Lincoln told this story. Back in New Salem, where Lincoln grew up, they used to have cockfights, and Lincoln would be the referee. A fellow there by the name of Bob McNabb had been bragging about a rooster he had that he believed could whip any other rooster in the whole county. Finally, the day came when that rooster was thrown into the pit. You know what happened? That rooster turned tail and refused to fight. Well, Bob McNabb was disgusted. He reached down and grabbed that rooster and tossed him into the air. The rooster perched on a pile of firewood nearby and then strutted and ruffled up his feathers and crowed as though he had been the winner of a terrible fight. Everyone saw it, and Bob McNabb said, "You're great on dress parade, but you're not worth a cuss in a fight." Well, that's what Lincoln was saying about cocky McClellan. He's all talk, but no do. And really, that's why Lincoln became so grateful for Ulysses S. Grant. While there were many who hated Grant, Lincoln liked him. Why? Well, to put it in Lincoln's simple words, he just said, "He fights." McClellan was a talker. Grant was a fighter. Now, I've known fellows who were all talk and no do, and then I know some who all they do is just sit and listen. I mean, I guess you could say that they're all listeners and no do. I mean, there are a lot of us, aren't there, who just sit in front of the television or radio and listen to the bad news around the world, just listen to the cries for help, and that's all we do, just listen. But don't do anything. Even when it comes to the Bible, there are a lot who just sit and listen to it, but never do what it says. I'm concerned. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible, in one place, says, do not merely listen to God's word. Do what it says. Think about that one today. Now, in case you haven't even taken time to listen to what the Bible says, I have a Bible study course I wish I could send to you. It's absolutely free. It's simple. It's extremely helpful. More than 70 to 75,000 people, really, have taken this non-denominational Bible study course. Do you even know what the Bible is saying to you? Have you ever really just listened to it? You know, so that you might do what God wants you to do. Write before it and carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.